Hare Krishna.
Yes. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. 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 Om Ajnanatimirandasya Jnananjanasalakaya Sakshurvanmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Shri Chaitanya Manobishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Gadamahyam Datati Swapatantika. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabho Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gauravakta Brenda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Panchakalpatarubhyascha Krupasindubhyayeva cha Paditanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. Mukam Karoti Vachalam Pangum Langayate Girim Yatkrupadamaham Vande Shri Gurum Dinatarinam Paramananda Madhavam Shri Chaitanya Ishwaram. Narayanam Namaskritya Naram Chaiva Narottamam Devim Saraswatim Vyasam Tato Jaya Mudirayet. Shinvatam Swakata Krishna Punya Shravana Kirtanam Hrudayantasto Hi Abhadrani Vidunoti Suhratsatam Nashta Prayeshu Abhadreshu Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya. Bhagavati Uttama Sloke Bhaktir Bhavati Naishtiki. Hare Krishna. Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 5, Chapter 9. The title of the chapter is The Supreme Character of Jada Bharat. Text number 4. Tasyapi ha va atmajasya vipra putra sneganubhadha mana asamavartana samskaran yatopadesham vidadhana upanityascha puna saucha achamanadin karma niyama anabhipretan api samasikshyat anusishtena hi bhavyam pituhu putreneti tasya of him api hava. Certainly atmajasya of his son Vipraha, the Brahmana father of Jada Bharat, mad crazy Bharata, Putra Snega Anubaddha Mana, who was obliged by the affection for his son, Asama Avartanat, until the end of the Brahmacharya Ashram. samskaran, the purificatory processes, yatha upadesham, as prescribed in the shastras, vidanaha, performing, upanitasya, of one who has a sacred thread, cha, also, punaha, again, saucha achamana adin, practice of cleanliness, washing of the mouth, legs and hands, etc. Karma niyaman, the regulative principles of fruitive activities. Anabhi pretan api, although not wanted by Jada Bharat, samasikshyat, taught, anusishtena, taught to follow the regulative principles. He indeed bhavyam should be pituhu, from the father, putrena, the son, iti, thus. Translation by Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki. The Brahmana father's mind was always filled with affection for his son Jada Bharat Maharaj, Bharat Maharaj. Therefore, he was always attached to Jada Bharat. Because Jada Bharat was unfit to enter the Grahastha ashram, he simply executed the purificatory process up to the end of Brahmacharya ashram. Although Jada Bharat was unwilling to accept his father's instructions, the Brahmana nonetheless instructed him in how to keep clean and how to wash, thinking that the son should be taught by the father. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Jada Bharat was Bharat Maharaj in the body of a Brahmana, and he outwardly conducted himself as if he were dull, deaf, dumb and blind. Actually, he was quite alert within. He knew perfectly well of the results of fruitive activity and the results of devotional service. In the body of a Brahmana, Maharaj Bharat was completely absorbed in devotional service within. Therefore, it was not at all necessary for him to execute the regulative principles of fruitive activity. As confirmed in Srimad Bhagavatam, Swanustitasya Dharmasya Samsiddhir Haritoshanam. Srimad Bhagavatam 1.2.13. One has to satisfy Hari, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That is the perfection of the regulative principles of fruitive activity. Besides that, it is stated in Srimad Bhagavatam, Dharma swanustita pumsan vishvaksena katasuyaha na utpatayate yatiratim shrama evaihi kevalam. Duties, dharma, executed by men, regardless of occupation, are only so much useless labor if they do not provoke attraction for the message of the Supreme Lord. Srimad Bhagavatam 1.2.8. The karmakanda activities are required as long as one has not developed Krishna consciousness. If one is developed in Krishna consciousness, there is no need to execute the prior regulative principles of karmakanda. Srila Madhavendra Puri said, "O regulative principles of karmakanda, please excuse me. I cannot follow all these regulative principles, for I am fully engaged in devotional service." He expressed the desire to sit somewhere beneath a tree and continue chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Consequently, he did not execute all the regulative principles. Similarly, Haridas Thakur was born in a Mohammedan family. From the very beginning of his life, he was never trained in the Karmakanda system. But because he was always chanting the holy name of the Lord, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted him as Nama Acharya, the authority in chanting the holy name. As Jada Bharat, Maharaj Bharat was always engaged in devotional service within his mind.
Since he had executed the regulative principles continuously for three lives, he was not interested in continuing to execute them, although his Brahmana father wanted him to do so.
So today, in this section of Srimad Bhagavatam, we are reading the activities of Jada Bharat, Maharaj Bharat, Dear Bharat, and then Jada Bharat. So this is so here we find he was behaving like in the sloka it is said he was behaving like a deaf, dull, dumb and blind. So he behaved like that, Jada Bharat Maharaj, Jada Bharat. So, but the father, he was very, very concerned. Oh, my son is like that, so I have to. This is a natural instinct of a father, because it's not like a nothing objectionable here, because as a father, he's always willing to guide the son. Father is always willing to guide the son, even though the son sometimes may retaliate. No, I don't want to follow. But the father, he knows it is my duty. It is my duty to educate my son, give the principles to the son, so teach him all the good habits and everything. So that is a natural. So this tendency was there even in the parents of Lord Krishna also. When Lord Krishna, sometimes he was naughty, Mother Yashoda and Nanda Maharaj, they used to chastise him actually. So they didn't think that, okay, oh, this is like a Supreme Lord. What can you teach Supreme Lord? You can't teach anything to the Supreme Lord. Supreme Lord is like a, he knows everything and you don't have to tell him anything. You have to follow this, follow that. You don't have to tell anything. But still, as a parents, they wanted to correct him. They wanted to rectify him. If Krishna was doing some mischief, so Mother Yashoda used to punish him also, correct him also. So that mood is there, the mood of correction or rectification. As a father, as a mother, they used to do that. It happened in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's father, Jagannath Mishra, so he also was sometimes as a Nimai Pandit, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to do some naughty things, some mischief. So they used to correct. One Brahmana appeared, said then, what are you doing? He is the Supreme Lord and you are trying to correct him. Like, no, no, he may be Supreme Lord, but he is my son, so I have to correct him. So this, the duty bound, this is the father's business, his father bound, duty bound. So the father is trying to teach the lesson. And Srila Prabhupada says in the purport, he says, Jada Bharat was Bharat Maharaj in the body of a Brahmana, and he outwardly conducted himself as if he were dull, deaf, dumb and blind. So why he did that? What is the reason? Why he was doing something like that? No. Any reason? No. No, first children, give chance to them. Why he behaved like that? What is the reason?
Because he was afraid of falling again.
Yes, very good. Because he was worried that, because if he is very social, talking to everyone, doing everything, then he will make an attractor. He may get attracted. Like, what was the last thing he attracted before? He was attracted to?
Deer.
Yeah, he was attracted to the deer. And at a very great stage, at a bhava stage. And at that time also, in the pretext of giving protection to the deer, he got attached to the deer. And that is already there. The impressions are there. So this is Lord Krishna's special mercy. Even though the devotee, sometimes he falls down, but Krishna gives them the intelligence so that the devotee remembers, oh, what it happened? Oh, this, I screwed up the whole thing. Because I was doing something and I got attracted to the deer. And because of that, now I have the deer's body and now in the Jada Bharat's body. So Maharaj Bharat knew all of that actually. That is why he was behaving. He was not mad. He was not dull. He was not dumb. He was nothing like that. But he was behaving like that so that people, normally if you are very active, you are social, people will be attracted to you. Correct? Natural tendency. But if you are deaf, dumb, dull, this person is like a hopeless case. Now what is the point in associating with him? So people, so that is one sense is good, good for him. For him it is good, because what will happen is, you know, if he is very social, very active, very extrovert, you know, like then people may be attracted to him and then will talk to him, and then the conversation will begin. Again, another fall down, right? Another some attraction, some affection, something may come. So it is a kind of he is putting a show. Why he is putting a show? Because he doesn't want the same mistake to happen. So that is why Srila Prabhupada says here, he was quite alert within. Alert within. Within he was always alert. He was always meditating on Lord Vasudeva. So Prabhupada says he was meditating, he was doing everything nicely. But externally he seemed like he was like a dull, deaf, dumb, everything. So now, and Srila Prabhupada says, he knew perfectly well of the results of fruitive activities and results of devotional service. He perfectly knew. He is a great devotee. He knew what is the purpose of the karmakanda activities, what is the purpose of the devotional activities. Everything he knew. He knew. He knew the conclusions. But a small mistake can happen to anyone. So that is what happened. And now he's that particular body of Jada Bharat. And he says, in the body of Brahmana, Maharaj Bharat was completely absorbed in devotional service within. Therefore, it was not at all necessary for him to execute the regulative principles of fruitive activity. It is a very profound statement. Because he was already in the platform of pure devotional service, already in the ecstasy. So there is no need for him to perform this, all the rules and regulations. There is no need for him to perform. That is why he was just, but his father was thinking, oh my son, he is not able to do properly, he is not, the samskaras he is not doing properly, he is not doing the cleaning properly, he is not doing the washing properly, it is not very good. So he is trying to instruct him. So can you blame the father for that? Father is doing his duty, Bharat Maharaj is doing his duty, he is already advanced. So he is in the very elevated platform, he is just keeping quiet like a deaf, dumb, like that. He is doing like that. So now, and the interesting thing is, he already knew everything. That's what Srila Prabhupada says. This he knew, he was not at all necessary for him to execute the regulative principles of fruitive activity. He already performed so many, Maharaj Bharat, he performed so many devotional activities. As a deer also, he performed so many devotional activities, hearing and everything. And then he came to the body of Jada Bharat. Jada Bharat here. So now, the question may arise. The question may arise. So like, we can also do like that. I am also in a very ecstatic condition of devotional service. I don't have to follow rules and regulations. Sometimes the people may come to the conclusion. Sometimes people. But it is difficult. It's very easy to say, but difficult to do. That's why Srila Prabhupada quotes this thing. He is saying, as confirmed in the Srimad Bhagavatam, Swanusthitasya Dharmasya Samsiddhir Haritoshanam. Srila Prabhupada quotes this in the Srimad Bhagavatam 1.2.7. What is the sloka? Anyone remember? That's all right. Vasudeve Bhagavati Bhakti Yoga Prayojitaha Janayantyasu Vairagyam Jnanam Chayat Ahaitukam. In that sloka, Srila Prabhupada quotes a wonderful understanding of what is activity and what is not activity. So I'll just read a little bit of the purport. Becoming detached from material things does not mean becoming inert altogether, as men with a poor fund of knowledge thinks. Naishkarma means not undertaking activities that will produce good or bad effects. Negation does not mean negation of the positive. Negation of the non-essential does not mean negation of the essential. Similarly, detachment from material forms does not mean nullifying the positive form. The bhakti cult is meant for realization of the positive form. When the positive form is realized, the negative forms are automatically eliminated. Therefore, with the development of the bhakti cult, with the application of the positive service to the positive form, one naturally becomes detached from
inferior things and become attached to superior things. Similarly, the bhakti cult, being the supermost occupation of the living being, leads him out of material sense enjoyment. That is a sign of a pure devotee. He is not a fool, nor is he engaged in inferior activities, nor does he have material values. This is not possible by dry reasoning. It actually happens by the grace of the Almighty. In conclusion, one who is a pure devotee has all other good qualities, namely knowledge, detachment, etc. But one who has only knowledge of detachment is not necessarily well acquainted with the principles of bhakti cult. Srila Prabhupada explains that naiskarmya does not mean that no activity. Sometimes people have this misunderstanding. Naiskarma means no activity. Arjuna also had the confusion. Krishna said no activity, action with knowledge, different things. So Arjuna seems to understand or misunderstand. He thought, now like Krishna, one sense you are saying activity and other sense activity without fruitive action. So he got confused. So Srila Prabhupada in the purport explains, naishkarma means not doing activities with expecting some material results, good or bad. That is good. That is type of activities we have to perform. Naishkarma activities have to be performed. Not that performing activities, fruitive activities. That is why Srila Prabhupada says, dharma swanusthitasya dharmasya samsiddhir haritoshanam. The whole varnashrama system is designed this way. Like a brahmacharya, grahastha, vanaprastha, sannyas, brahmana, kshatriya, vaishya, sudra. All these things are there for a living entity to make gradual development. Gradual development. It's not like a, sometimes it's not immediately possible to immediately come to the higher platform. May not be possible. So that is why it's a gradual development. But the bottom line is, whatever may be, you are a brahmana, kshatriya, vaishya, sudra, or brahmachari, grahastha, vanaprastha, sannyasi, samsiddhir haritoshanam. That is the bottom line. You have to please Lord Hari. You can please Lord Hari as a brahmachari, you can please Hari as a grahastha, as a vanaprastha, as a sannyasi. You can do that. But if you can't please Lord Hari, haritoshanam, then all these rules and regulations are useless. That is why Srimad Bhagavatam says, all the activities we perform, all the rules and regulations, if it does not provoke any attraction towards the Supreme Lord, that is Srama Evahi Kevalam. Srila Prabhupada quotes that next statement. He is quoting, Dharma Swanastita Pumsam Vishwaksena Katasuya Na Utpadayate Yati Radim Srama Evahi Kevalam. Duties executed by men, regardless of occupation, are only so much useless labor if they do not provoke attraction for the message of the Supreme Lord. So, all the duties, all the rules, all the prescribed things, everything has to be followed. The last understanding is, it has to develop attraction towards the Supreme Lord. If it does not provoke an attraction towards the Supreme Lord, then we have to question ourselves, why am I performing all these activities? What is the purpose of performing? Actually, by performing these activities, a gradual purification will happen, and we have to come to that statement, as a level of hearing the message of Krishna and surrendering to Him. That is the purpose of all the rules and regulations. If somebody cannot, just namesake, I just want to follow the rules and regulation, that is dangerous. This is like atyahara prayasascha. Atyahara. This is just like I want to follow the rules and regulation just for the sake of following the rules and regulation. Not understanding what is the purpose behind that and how it is going to purify me, how it is going to be beneficial in my spiritual understanding. If you don't understand that, then that's not good. So we have to, yes, following is good, but better understand what is the purpose behind it. Because you know the process of like the yagic brahmanas, very nice pastime in Krishna Leela. The yagic brahmanas performed a detailed tapasya, detailed austerity, all the havan, homa, everything they were performing. But what happened? When Lord Krishna appeared, that we are hungry, Krishna has come, Krishna is hungry, and then he wants to eat something, can you please give some food? So, no, we are performing sacrifices. And we can't give you. But what is the use? What is the purpose of your sacrifice? What is the purpose of all your austerity? Because your whole thing you are offering to Krishna, and then self same Krishna is standing there, please give me. No. We are performing sacrifices. So that is not good. So that is why sometimes the karmakanda activities are very, very dangerous actually. It gives you some, okay, you perform this, give this benefit. The whole exercise, you forget the whole purpose actually. The whole purpose is to please Krishna, and the Krishna is standing there asking, please give the food. We are hungry. No. We are performing sacrifices. So we have to be careful also. So that is why, so that type of karmakanda activities is very, very dangerous actually. That is why actually karmakanda activities are actually dangerous for me, because not like that type of, because any activity which is going to bind us to this material world, we have to avoid. That's why Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita 3rd chapter, Yajyartha karmanon anyatra lokoyam karma bandhanat tadartam karma kaunteya mukta sangha samadhi. You have to perform activities for the pleasure of Lord Krishna. Because other activity, any other activity you perform, that activity will create bondage in this material world. Therefore, O son of Kunti, perform your prescribed activities for his satisfaction. So that's why Lord Krishna recommends in Bhagavad Gita. So Srila Prabhupada says, these karmakanda activities are required as long as one has not developed Krishna consciousness. If one is developed in Krishna consciousness, there is no need to execute the prior regulative principles of karmakanda. So Srila Prabhupada quotes Srila Madhavendra Puri. So I'll just look at that sloka, what Srila Madhavendra Puri talks about. Yeah, Srila Madhavendra Puri is a great acharya, and he's the personality. He's Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's. Who is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's guru? Hare Krishna. Here. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's guru. Who is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's guru? Ishwara Puri. Ishwara Puri is guru. Madhavendra Puri. That is what we are getting. Madhavendra Puri. So he is a very advanced stage of devotional service. Huh? So devotional life. And he is saying in this prayer, it is quoted here, Sandhyavandanam Bhadramastu Bhavato Bho Snana Tubhyam Namo Bho Deva Pitarascha Tarpana Vidau Naham Shama Shamyatam Yatra Kwapi Nishadhya Yadava Kulottamasya Kamsa Dvisha Smaran Agam Harami Tadaham Manye Kim Anyename. The translation goes like this. Oh, my prayers 3 times a day, all glory to you. Oh, Bading, I offer my obeisances unto you. O demigods, O forefathers, please excuse me for my inability to offer you my respects. Now, wherever I sit, I can remember the great descendant of the Yadu dynasty, Krishna, the enemy of Kamsa, and thereby I can free myself from all sinful bondage. I think this is sufficient for me. And Srila Prabhupada says, the Vedic rites and rituals are imperative for neophytes. Comprehending all types of prayers 3 times a day, taking a bath early in the morning, offering respects to the forefathers, etc. But when one is fully in Krishna consciousness and is engaged in his transcendental loving service, one becomes indifferent to all these regulative principles because he has already attained perfection. If one can reach the platform of understanding by the service of the Supreme Lord Krishna, he has no longer to execute different type of penances and sacrifices recommended in the revealed scriptures. And similarly, if one has not understood the purpose of the Vedas is to reach Krishna and simply engages in the rituals, etc., then he is uselessly wasting time in such engagements. Persons in Krishna consciousness transcend the limit of Sabda Brahma or the range of the Vedas and Upanishad. So here, the great personality, Madhavendra Puri, he says, no, I am not able to perform all this activity. I am not able to perform Sandhyavandan, I am not able to perform Tarpana and all the different bathing regulations. I am not able to perform because whenever I sit, I just remember the Yadava Kula Uttama. This is whenever I just think of Krishna and just chant his name, that is sufficient for me. You
It's a very advanced thing. No? We can't imitate that. No? Because this is our problem is, no? We have all this internet and this, I have other commitments there, other engagements there, everything. But we are trying. But we should not think that, okay, we are also hopeless or something. We are also trying our Krishna consciousness. We are also performing the rules. So it is not that, okay, I'm just, okay, today I started in Krishna consciousness, I just read this verse, okay, that's it. No, I don't have to follow any rules and regulation. Madhavendra Puri didn't follow, so I am also not following because I am coming. I'm coming here, I'm chanting Hare Krishna, that's it, that's sufficient. No, it is not, we can't come to that conclusion. Madhavendra Puri level is different. Madhavendra Puri just used to see the cloud, and then he used to faint. Why he faints? Just seeing the cloud? Krishna, yeah, that is Krishna. But when we see the cloud, we are thinking, oh, the weather is good, we can go here, we can go there, we can have that game here. So our aim is different actually. When we also see the cloud, but when Madhavendra Puri sees the cloud, then the whole connotation is different. He sees completely different. He thinks about Krishna and then he completely forgets himself and he faints actually. So that is, so what I've got, Shastra is saying, yes, we have to follow the rules and regulations. And also Shastra says also, even though the people like Janaka, Maharaj Janaka, all these personalities, they were completely liberated people, liberated personalities. But still they followed the rules and regulations. Why they followed the rules and regulations? They were great personalities, they followed the rules and regulations. Why? Bhagavad Gita, what says about that? Yes, whatever the great person performs, the common man follow. Yet that acharati sreshta. Because that is why we have to follow. Actually, Srila Prabhupada himself chanted 16 rounds. So Prabhupada also chanted. Not that, okay, chanting is only for you, not for me. No, he chanted also. He also followed the rules and regulations. Everything followed. So that is the beauty actually. See, this is like a, but in the case of Maharaj Bharat, it's a very special circumstance, Jada Bharat, where Jada Bharat already burned his finger. Already from Maharaj Bharat, dear Bharat. So now he is very, very worried. Okay, something will happen. Because again, I don't want to screw up another lifetime and then again take birth again. So that is why Srila Prabhupada says here, Prabhupada quotes him. Srila Madhavendra Puri said, "Oh, regulative principles of Karmakanda, please excuse me. I cannot follow all these regulative principles for I am fully engaged in devotional service." So Madhavendra Puri, he says, "I am fully engaged in devotional service." So that means, you know, like I don't have time to do all these things. All this Sandhya Vandana, all these different procedures, I am not able to do that. So that is that type of person. Because if you completely immerse yourself in Krishna consciousness, then you don't have time to do anything else also. Actually, one devotee asked, I think, please correct me, asked Srila Prabhupada, "Prabhupada, I am not able to chant." He was always in the kitchen. I think it happened in Vrindavan. It's not only one devotee, so don't extrapolate our this thing for our lives also. Srila Prabhupada gave, "No, you don't have to chant Hare Krishna. You just, you be doing your service while chanting, doing service only you chant. That's it." This special instruction can be given like that. But it's a very special instruction. We can't just say, okay, I am also chanting, okay, I am in the kitchen, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna. Your rounds are finished, rounds are finished. No, we can't do that. See, that is why Guru gives this, all the general instructions are there. Guru customizes. Guru knows the situation of that person, that particular circumstance. He is completely engaged. He is 24/7 in the kitchen serving Lord. And then Prabhupada said that, what you do? You just while doing your service only, you just chant. That is sufficient. So it's a very, very special. No, we can't just imitate that it is an instruction, special instruction for me. And he is saying, he expressed the desire to sit somewhere beneath a tree and continue chanting the Hare Krishna mantra. Consequently, he did not execute all the regulative principles. Similarly, Haridas Thakur was born in a Mohammedan family. So Srila Prabhupada compares this Haridas Thakur was obviously born in a Mohammedan family, but there is no samskaras, anything, great things were not done for Haridas Thakur. But the main thing was Haridas Thakur, from the very beginning, he was chanting Mahamantra constantly. Almost out of 24 hours, 23 hours more only he was chanting. And then didn't have time to do prasadam and all that. That much absorption in Krishna consciousness. So much so, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu called him Nama Acharya. He is the Acharya for the Nama.
So that is why, so it is not a necessity that a person has to be in a particular varna, a particular ashrama, then only he has to follow all these things, then he has to pick up all the regulative principles, then only he will become a pure devotee. Not needed. There are special cases like Haridas Thakur, where Haridas Thakur was, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave him the authority of chanting the holy name. So here Srila Prabhupada says, as Jada Bharat, Maharaj Bharat was always engaged in devotional service within his mind. Since he had executed regulative principles continuously for three lives, he was not interested in continuing to execute them. And that is why, the regulative principles, he was not willing to, because the reason why he wanted to do that, because he, by doing this, sometimes he may get distracted, something may come, some attraction may come, so that again his fall down can happen. So that is his worry. So Srila Prabhupada quotes a very nice prayer. It's like in the lecture Prabhupada quotes this, Naradita Hari Yat Tapasa Tatakim. Srila Prabhupada explains this. Aradito yadi Hari tapasas tatakhim. If you have learned how to worship Hari, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, then there is no more use of your tapasya. So I'll just read it again. Aradita Hari tapasas tatakhim. If you have learned how to worship Hari, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, then there is no more use of your tapasya. And then he says, if you cannot understand Hari, then what is the use of your tapasya? You cannot understand Hari, then what is the use of your tapasya? The whole tapasya is meant for understanding Lord Hari. If you can't perform all these things, you perform, you can't understand Hari, what is the use actually? End result is Shramayavahi Kevalam. And then he says, Antar Bahir Yadi Hari Tapasa Tatakam. If you can see Hari, Krishna, within yourself and outside, then what is the use of tapasya? Nantar Bahir Hari Yadi Hari Tapasa Tatakim. And if you have not learned to see Krishna Hari within yourself and outside, then what is the use of your tapasya? Prabhupada quotes this in a very, the rhyming thing is very nicely Prabhupada does in the lecture. So this is the whole understanding is, you do tapasya, you do austerities, all these things to come to the understanding is that Krishna is the Supreme Lord and I have to surrender to Him, I have to execute His order. That is the whole purpose. That if you can do, then that is good. But if you can't do that, then I am following all the rules and regulations and then the final result I am not understanding. Then that is like the Yagik Brahmana case. Yagik Brahmana, they performed everything perfectly, pakka. But they forgot one thing, for whom it, all these things are performed actually. So then they missed the whole thing actually. But at least the Brahmana's wives, they were very intelligent actually. They heard about Krishna from all these people and then they said immediately when Krishna came, immediately they just ran. Oh yeah, we wanted to go and serve Krishna. So that way, because of them, the Yagic Brahmanas also got some mercy. So that's interesting pastime. But here, so that's why here Srila Prabhupada says here, in the purport, final statement, he's saying, he already performed, but as a father, he wanted to, a father is very affectionate to the son. So he will see to that, okay, I have to give this opportunity, all the samskara for my son. So that it is, but the father didn't know that already the son has performed. That is why we also find sometimes, the children, we take to Krishna consciousness, maybe we took to Krishna 20 years, 25 years. But when children, they take to Krishna consciousness, at the age of 5, 4, 3, they take up to Krishna consciousness. How they take up that much early? Why? Just chance, huh? Why? You should know that. You all take up very early. You should know that reason. Why? Why you take up to Krishna consciousness nicely now? We took 25 years for us to take up to Krishna consciousness. Why you took this so early? Why? Not necessarily. Parents of devotees is good. That is a good thing. Because he already performed devotional activities. That is what Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita. Svalpam abhyasya dharmasya trayate mahato. You perform little bit of devotional activity. Because for us, it took so much long. Because you have already performed, then you have come here to perfect that. That is why very important.
You have to come here to perfect that, so you have to be serious also. Because that's a, if there is a, with that, there is a, you have a, already a privilege is there for you actually. You have a privilege. And then you have to use the privileges properly. Because you have already, you have performed some devotional activities in the past and already you have perfected your life. So the Krishna has given an opportunity. Suchi naam shim, that parents come later. Suchi naam shimatam gehe yoga brashta bijayate. So you are given a birth in a pious aristocratic Krishna conscious family so that you can continue the process. So that option is given. So it, our responsibility is, hey, the option is given, now we have to take it more seriously. So that is why Krishna is very merciful in all circumstances. Like Krishna is very merciful to Maharaj Bharat and dear Bharat also, and Jada Bharat also, Krishna is very merciful. He has given all these facilities, he can remember everything. That is the beauty actually. He can remember, yeah, what happened in my life and how did I fell down. So now I should be careful not to do this type of activities again. So that is why he completely excluded himself from all these external activities. He behaved like a dumb and deaf person. But when the opportunity came, we are going to see that in the next chapter. When the opportunity came, it's not like Krishna conscious person is always inert and dull or anything, but an opportunity comes when there is a need for talking about Krishna, when there is a need for giving some message of Krishna, then he is very active. Very, very active. So we will see that in the later chapter when Maharaj Raghaguna is talking to Maharaj Jada Bharat, at that time we will see, and then Maharaj, they can understand, oh, this person is not an ordinary person. He is a very self-raised soul. We have made him to carry the palanquin. So it's a very very offensive attitude. So, but we will come to that later. So that is why it's very important. We have to follow the rules and regulation. At one stage when we come to the position where we become like a, then at that time also we have to still follow the rules and regulations. It's not that okay, we don't have to follow the, because we always have to follow the rules and regulations, and this is like a, because this is a mercy of Krishna, and all the great authorities also followed the rules and regulations. But special circumstances are there, like Jarat Bharat and great personalities. They sometimes, outwardly, but inwardly, they were always meditating. So that is much more important. They were doing that also. So without doing that, I can't just say, I'm doing this, I'm doing everything, so I am above the laws, above the rules. It's very difficult. If we come to that conclusion, then the fall down will be imminent. We can't imitate that great authorities like Madhavendra Puri or Haridas Thakur or Maharaj Jada Bharat. We can't do that. So we have to, our principle is we have to follow the rules and regulations given by the Acharya, and then we are under great protection. The protection is there, and we can't assume that we are beyond that protection. We are beyond that, like the Lakshman Rekha. We have to follow. We have to be within that range. Otherwise, it's very difficult for us to follow this. This is very razor's edge. Prabhupada calls this a devotional life is like a razor's edge. If you are a little bit inattentive, then that's it. Very big loss actually. Stop here. If there is any questions or comments. Hare Krishna. Any questions? No? Okay. ग्रंथराज श्रीमद्भागवतम की जय। श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय।